And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here. Hi, Lee. What's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, first, a few updates to stories we've been following. NBA All-Star guard Gilbert Arenas was charged yesterday with felony gun possession. The Washington Wizards player, known on the basketball court as Agent Zero, is alleged to have stored at least one unlicensed firearm in his team's locker room. The charge against Arenas carries a maximum 5-year sentence. Also, Michelle, there's been another development with that suburban Philadelphia swim club that was accused of turning away Black and Latino children last summer. John Dusler, president of the Valley Club, later explained the move, saying their presence would, quote, change the complexion of the club. On Wednesday, the Justice Department filed a civil rights lawsuit, and following the uproar, the club filed for bankruptcy and its property is now up for sale.
Lee, thanks for those updates. Here's some listener feedback to some of our more recent stories. This week, we reported that Alpha Phi Alpha, the nation's oldest Black Greek letter fraternity, has halted the recruitment of new members. The moratorium comes after a prospective member was hospitalized after being allegedly hazed by fraternity members. Here's a clip from our conversation with author Lawrence Ross. He's an Alpha man himself.
You can't continue to have a broken intake system in terms of bringing in new members and think that it's going to be safe. The power construct basically creates an atmosphere where abuses are going to almost always occur.
Lee, after that conversation, we received this post from DePiri. He's part of a different fraternity, but also thinks pledging has gotten out of hand. He writes, "Let's not pretend it's just the alphas that have issues of hazing. We all do. So kudos to the alphas for being courageous enough to take action and not bury their heads in the sand. I have faith that this will work out."
Thanks, DePiri. And Michelle, switching gears, there's been a lot of focus this week on the word Negro. Among the stories was our Monday report on Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Reid, who is white, is quoted in a new book as describing then-presidential candidate Barack Obama in 2008 as a light-skinned African-American with no Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one. Now, Michelle, on our blog, I posted a question to our audience asking, what does being light-skinned with no Negro dialect really mean? And among the comments was this one from blogger Kelly.
"I've been dealing with this nonsense for the last 30 or so years. I've often been told that I have surprisingly great diction. I've had white men say that they wanted to date me because I'm just black enough to give them a taste of something different. I've had black men say that they want to date me because I'm light-skinned with the requisite long hair. I've had black women say that I think I'm better than them. I've had white women say that they were happy to finally have a black friend whom they could understand."
Okay. Sounds like Kelly is... heard a lot of things. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website. Go to npr.org, click on programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.